This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare at the state capitol, where Avondale Democratic State Representative Carla Drenner has just introduced a bill to eliminate discrimination based on sexual orientation in state government employment. It does not cover private employers. Representative Drenner joins us right now. Welcome. Good to have you.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Why not cover private employers, first of all, if you're going to go ahead and say the state as an employer should not discriminate based on sexual orientation? Why not go farther?
Personally, I don't believe that the state should be telling private employers exactly how to run their business. However, I do believe that the state should intervene on the state's behalf and treat its state employees with equal treatment under the law. Many companies out in Georgia right now have already, in fact, I think the list is well over 100, have already enacted non-discrimination policies within their company as a whole, and said that, you know, that say that based upon sexual orientation, that their employees won't be discriminated against.
Many people in Georgia might remember, if they've been here for a while, the case of Robin Shahar, who got into a court fight with then Attorney General Mike Bowers over her job. Have things changed since then?
Well, I believe that was back in the 80s when that happened. I would hope that things have changed, but I'm not so sure that's absolutely true. There was a case, which I don't want to link the bill to, with an employee in legislative council that was discriminated against and subsequently terminated and was reinstated on a court decision. So to answer your question directly, I'm not so sure that things have changed in the last 20 years.
Someone looking at the bill might say it may be a bit of a catch-22, but Georgia has in place a constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage. So how does the state then decide who might be able to, say, receive state benefits, for instance, if the partners aren't married? As I said, it may be a catch-22, but it may be a question that comes up.
To link this bill to same-sex marriage is not what the bill's about. The bill is about fair practices in employment. That's it. It's not employment benefits. It's not same-sex marriage. It's a leap to say that this bill has anything to do with any of those other issues. It is unequivocally only about employment practices, only, not same-sex marriage.
So by employment practices, we're talking about hiring, promotion, but not benefits, is that right?
But not benefits, right. Hiring and firing, that's it. Not benefits.
Is it kept that simple in order to give it a chance of passage?
Well, yes, I believe that's true. It is kept simple because when it comes to this particular issue, sexual orientation, of course, as you know, Dennis, is very contentious and in this state and in, you know, lots of other states. And this is this bill is to begin the conversation more than anything about equal treatment under the law for sexual orientation.
Have you heard from folks in the community who have said, look, why not go a little farther and cover benefits as well?
No, actually, I haven't. But what I have heard from a statewide poll is that 79% of Georgians believe that people, based upon their sexual orientation, should be treated equally under the law. For Republicans, what I have seen from polling data is that last year was at 60%. Acceptability for equal treatment under the law. Now it's at 77% equal treatment under the law. So clearly to me, the state of Georgia is moving forward towards accepting sexual orientation as a protected class under Title VII.
As far as I know, it's not protected under federal law. Will that cause any problems in terms of some of the folks whose votes you might need on the Republican side as you try to work this bill through?
No, I don't see that as a major impediment. I think that's a misunderstanding that that many of my Republican colleagues may think that it is protected under federal law, but it's not. And so when I've had conversations with them and explained that this is not a protected class under Title VII federal law, they were just as concerned as I was.
Will you have the votes, do you think, to get it through?
Well, I'm not a psychic, so I don't know if I'll have the votes. What I do know is that I began the conversation with both sides of the aisle, with Democrats and Republicans, about the importance to add sexual orientation. Just to be able to say those two words in this Capitol, in this day and time, seems to be a major step forward for the state of Georgia. I don't know about votes to passage. This is a incremental step for me and for the General Assembly to actually have a dialogue about the importance of protecting not just you, Dennis, but me. I've been open about my sexual orientation from the first day that I came here. I didn't do that to get special treatment. I did that to get equal treatment. And this is the second time I've introduced a bill of this sort. It's not been my banner issue. It's not my banner issue right now. However, what it is an issue that I believe is principally based, that liberty and justice should pertain to all of us, not just some of us.
We mentioned a moment ago that you said there might be some areas in state employment where things have not changed. But when it comes to lawmakers, and you've been here a while now, have you seen a change in what they're willing to talk about and consider?
Well, I was first elected in 2000, and I can say that there were many legislators that wouldn't ride the elevator with me. There were many legislators that said some really derogatory things to my face. And it was hurtful, extremely hurtful. Now, fast forward to 13 years later, I can say that every 2 years is a re-education process for the new members, because you shouldn't judge a book before you open the cover and start to read it. And I'm not what people think that I am. I'm a person down here who wants to be a good legislator, who focuses on the issues, and I think I've seen some movement across both sides of the aisle. It wasn't just Republicans that were less than nice to me. It was Democrats as well. So I'm going to commend the Speaker, because I think that the Speaker has been amenable to the dialogue and has allowed his team to sign the bill, to not feel any kind of partisan repercussions. On both sides of the aisle, people try to out-liberal somebody or out-conservative somebody, and the Speaker to me seems more than fair, less punitive, less willing to... in fact, I've never heard that the Speaker would threaten you with a primary opponent if you voted a specific way. I just want the listeners to know that the voice of moderation and reason should prevail in issues. And whereas we may not agree on every single issue out there, it's time to have the conversation. Stop this partisan bullying crap, because all that does is, look at Washington right now. All that does is hurt Georgians and hurts the American people. And so I'm hopeful that more people in the General Assembly recognize that just because someone's sexual orientation is different than theirs, that they deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And having a conversation doesn't necessarily. I have lots of conversations with people that issues I may not agree with right off the bat, but you know what? I'm willing to listen, I'm willing to learn, and then I'm willing to vote accordingly. And I believe that my record suggests that that fact, that I don't vote straight party ticket. I vote strictly based upon an issue and its salience and importance to me. I don't want this bill to come down to a partisan brawl. This bill, to me, is an attempt to have a larger conversation with listeners, with colleagues. Whether it passes or fails is not as important as being able to have the conversation.
Avondale Democratic State Representative Carla Drenner, who has introduced a bill to ban discrimination in state government hiring based on sexual orientation. Representative Drenner, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today.